Okay, hey everyone, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Mr. Rocks9. Welcome back to my thoughts. I guess I'm doing a back-to-back podcast days today. It's the second, and it's like almost 2:30 in the afternoon, and I honestly don't know how the hell that happened. Well, first of all, I woke up around 9, because I decided last night to take a music video deep dive on YouTube. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm creating a playlist for all the music videos that I watch or have watched and put them in the specific playlist because, you know, sometimes I just want to go on a music video spree. So that's what I did last night. I watched so many music videos last night. I probably watched at least 50, and I'm not even kidding. Because, okay, for reference, I don't know if I talked about this yesterday, but I want to talk about it again, so, okay. So, I was listening to the Spice Girls song, Holler, and I thought it was with an A, but actually it's with an ER, did not know that. So, when I listened to it in my car, because this was off a mix CD that my friend did, like, eons ago, and I was importing stuff, and so I was listening to it, I was like, the sound sounds kind of low. And so I literally gave it 8.9 out of 10. Even though the volume was a little low, it was still like a really good song. And also, Dark Child kind of can say it like, Dark Child. And there like so many times. But he said like, you know, how he said it in the song. I can't do it great. Anyway. But he went like, Dark Child, 2000. Anyway. So I was on iTunes yesterday because I got a $50 gift card a couple weeks ago. So I have like $39 on it. And so I was like, well, let me just listen to the album version. Because like I listened to the radio version. I was like, the radio version. Because I don't know why there's two of those, but there is. So I listened to it and the audio sounded also kind of low. Then I listened to the album version and it sounded how it's supposed to sound. I was like, okay, great. So I bought it. So on my review, I changed it from 8.9 to 9.5. And that's what I did. And then I put, 8.9 for the radio edit, radio version. And I played that. Then I started thinking, like, should I start a, like, Valentine's Day playlist or something? So that's what I did on Spotify yesterday. Because I'll be quite frank with y'all, most of the songs I listen to are very sexual, and I didn't know they were all very sexual until I started playing music around my friends. I was like, I can't be listening to that out loud with them. Because I was like, damn. So I'm gonna go through what's in my playlist. I have 14 songs, which is about 51 minutes. And I started thinking, like, that should be enough time. Anyway, when I start laughing, it's funny. Anyway, so the songs I have in here is My Love Is Like Whoa by Maya, Dip It Low, featuring Fabulous. Christina Milian, Dirty Talk by Winter Gorlin, F You Better by Neon Hitch, Animal by Berlin, Open Wide, Calvin Harris and Big Shane, or Sean, White Roses by Charlie XCX, Striptease by Danny Kane, Breathe On Me by Britney Spears, Bed by Jay Holiday, Undressed by Kim Cesarin, I don't know how to say that, Motivation with Kelly Rowland and Lil Wayne, Come Into My World by Kylie Minogue and Sexercise by Kylie Minogue. So my playlist name is My Love Is Like Whoa. I might add a couple more songs in there, but that's kind of funny to me. So that's what I did yesterday. Then I'm going to make it like a single playlist, whatever. But yeah. Oh my God. I cannot stop laughing. Because I was like, yeah, I was into a lot of sexy songs. I'm not even kidding. Like. I'm sorry. That's just, I mean, if you think about it, a lot of songs are very sexual, but there's like have like a cute beat or whatever. If you start listening to the lyrics after a little bit, like Shake It by Metro Station. Yeah. Such a great song, you know, and like Come Into My World. That clicked in my head yesterday. I was like, oh shit, okay. Anyway, so I did that. So I decided to go on a music video deep dive, and I mean, I watched Heartbreaker by Mariah Carey. I watched Bills, Bills, Bills by Destiny's Child, along with Bugaboo. Let's see. Okay, what's baffling to me is there's a couple music videos that I have on my iTunes. It's not on YouTube. Neon Hitch, F You Better. That's not on YouTube. What else is it on YouTube? There's another one. I was like, what do you mean it's not on YouTube? Excuse me, Get Right, Fabulous Remix with the actual hip hop beat. That's not on YouTube either. Well, it is, but it's very LQ and very gross. And it's not on iTunes either. And I have it on that stupid ass DVD that's like copyright protected, whatever that kind of F's up your computer if you actually download music on it. That was so stupid back in the day. But anyway, because pirating was a real issue. Like, it's even worse now, so I don't know what you mean. Anyway, so I was just going through. I saw Holler by the Spice Girls on there on YouTube. And I was like, did I ever see this before? But it's really, really, really cool. Then I saw Spice Up Your Life. I need to find Wannabe and put that in there as well. And I was like, did I ever buy their fourth album or third album, the one where they're all separated? Because of Spice World, and I want to. Must have been Forever, so that must be the fourth album. Anyway, I just went. I went to like a complete freaking rabbit hole. Like, it was actually kind of ridiculous. Then I saw a bunch of Beyonce videos. I saw Check On It, which was technically with Destiny's Child, but it was her own title track on their number one's album. Because it actually did go number one, actually. And I think it did. Unless my brain is telling me something different. Not be double checking my stuff right now. Let's see. Sorry, I am literally. Okay, I'll use that one. I have so many tabs open. It's actually kind of ridiculous right now. Let's see. Check on it. Yeah. Let me see. Yeah. Third, Hot 100 number one song. I thought I did. I just wanted to double check myself because I couldn't remember. I thought she had. Let's see, I thought she had more than one. I know she's had. Oh my God. I think she's had like six or seven number ones or something like that. Dun 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 dun. Anyway, it's a really good song. I really like it. And anyway, so then I watched Crazy in Love, then I watched Not a Girl, then I watched Baby Boy, then I switched over to Destiny's Child and watched Jumping Jumping. I was just going over like what was on the recommended and went down the list of just like da 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 da. And kept watching stuff. I watched Rihanna, Only Girl in the World, Rude Boy, Don't Stop the Music, all that, and all that stuff. I mean, I watched a lot of videos last night, and it was so cool to watch them. So I was happy. I mean, I was kind of happy I didn't go to bed until like 12:30. That's why I woke up late today, like around 8:50 or so. And then, I had to check my TikToks. I keep gaining followers, which I'm very happy about. But I was like, I'm so shocked I'm still getting followers, if I'm being quite honest, because I hit up Baby Daddy in like a week. So, but I'm still getting lots of views from it, so I'm not gonna complain. So I'm almost done with the second episode of State of Georgia, and I'm about to kick into the third one. I might go on a posting spree today and see what happens. And I finally found some filters to use for my alternate TikTok. And then, so for my reels, it's really funny because I thought I actually posted the same video twice, and that was my bad. I said, whoopsie, that's completely my bad. It was actually kind of funny. So, that was accidente. So I posted one this morning to make up for that. So I was like, whoops, my bad. So, I'm trying to get on my tip, my. I'm trying to get on my game on everything. And so the Reacts one is fine. So that's what I think I posted that this morning, reaction TikTok on my reels. So there's that. So I actually did some drawing today. Some leaves looked, I decided to do leaves today. And two of them looked good. One of them looked shitty. Then I did a big ass maple leaf on just a separate one. And that looks decent. I'm actually kind of happy with that. So I was going through my markers for these Arteza real brush pens. I've had them forever, and some of them are not, they're faded and very dried out. So I'm kind of going through some of those and throwing them out, which ones are faded. Like, I've had them for years. And to be honest, when I bought them, granted, I waited like 7 months after I bought them to actually use them, and some dried out a little bit. So I'm going through them. I got rid of like three so far out of like 90. So some are still doing decent. So anyway, drew some leaves. They're kind of shitty. But anyway, I just let you know it's fine. Then I did an abstract one drawing. Then I did hearts. I was trying to play with my hearts because I was trying to do like a heart letter. Because I saw, I want to say KT Canvases something on Instagram. She is super funny and she has great artwork. And I saw she did like an envelope type deal with a bunch of hearts. So I was trying to do a bunch of hearts to practice so I could do it on my envelope. Because my hearts, like, half of it looks good, the other half looks really bad. So that's on me, obviously. And so that's what I did. So I drew a bunch of hearts, actually colored in one heart that actually looked decent, just like a kind of a big one, but up in the middle of the page. And then I literally did the envelope one, and I colored that one. And actually, I think it turned out pretty good. I did a bunch of different colors for the envelope. And I tried to do like a gradual effect. I think it turned out decent. Some of them are just kind of, what the F are you thinking? But overall, I think it overall worked pretty good, honestly. I like it. It's like a little gradient, but also kind of looks like, I don't know. It looks interesting for sure. Like a sunset type deal. So, yeah. Sorry. Anyway, so I did that, and so I did two drawings. Well, I did several drawings today, but I completed two of them. So my goal was to put it was to do the envelope thing on a canvas and do like a red background and add like gold for like the envelope, like that comes down to like actually shut it and do like a dark purple heart as like a wax seal or like a sticker or something, and have that in the center. So, I'm in the Valentine's Day mood for some reason, even though I have never been in a relationship except for one day back in high school. Don't want to talk about it. Anyway. So, yeah. And I might do a rose. I'm looking at the rose I did in high school and I was like, oh, no. I like that. I like that a lot. So, might do that today. Who knows? Who Mother Trucker knows? So, I'm in a creative ass mood. So, anyway, it's like 2:43 now. And then I'm literally stuck between doing Mom and Young and Hungry for my TikToks. So there's that as well. I need to get it together, but probably not. Let's be real. It's cloudy out and raining and gross, so I don't have a glare really for the TV. So it's actually a good time for me to actually do that. Then I actually cleared a basket out of my room. What? I actually did that. I actually tried to clean a little bit today. Then I stood up for like 5 minutes. I was like, absolutely not. My foot's like, absolutely not, sir. You're not doing that today. You're not doing that. So, I had to do it like in literal 5 minute increments. So I'm not even kidding. And like, it was a bit of a struggle just for me to get my pens off my art desk. In quote, air quotes. I mean, it is a art. It's a desk that's rolling, but I don't have the clearance to get its ass over here, so I'm actually can do stuff art wise. So otherwise, I'll put on like a mindless show and just be like, oh, da 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 da, and actually paint and do stuff. So not there yet, obviously, but getting there. We're getting there. So there's that. And so that's kind of where I'm at today, right now. Then I was like, part of me was like, I can clear off my computer table and put the computer stuff on the far end of my bed, and I have a small ass bed. And I was like, no what? I'm not doing that. Absolutely not doing that. So then I started thinking like, what if I did a watercolor heart and let it drip? I had that thought last night. I want to do like a melting type heart deal. I was like, that'd be so cool to do. And then I was like, okay. Like, I could technically get like a cookie cutter and do that. And just like, and then let it drip down. Anyway, it's kind of my thought right now. I don't know if I actually will do that. But to me, it sounds like a cool idea. So, yeah. I don't know. So, yeah. So, I actually did stuff today-ish. So, but I got so many clothes I need to wash. It's something funny that I also need to put up some clothes and stuff like that as well. Then I found the tumbler that I bought myself for my birthday over a year ago. Almost. Yeah, over a year ago. That's not great, because I'm silly. So there's that. And I don't know if that even fits in my cup holder in my car, if I'm being quite honest with you, but here we are. So, so anyway, I thought about doing like Valentine's Day song reviews for my blog, because technically I posted on the first for Holler, and I was like, should I just keep doing that? Because I was thinking about doing that. So there's that. Also, how haven't okay. I'm trying to get my views back up. I don't know how the F to do that. But anyway, it's fine, I guess. I guess. How did one get like 8,000 views? That's the one. So yeah, I've actually been consistent on my blog for the past, since December 14th. That's almost 3 months. Well, 2 months. Well, anyway. 2 months, fine. 2 months. I've been posting every few days, actually, so it's been kind of good. So part of me is like, should I just do that? Like, and go ahead and do my music reviews for like some type of Valentine's Day songs or love songs and just post all that and just schedule the shit out today. I thought about that. I actually might do that today. So, yeah. And not me starting to sound like Kourtney Kardashian or that girl, Becca Moore on TikTok. She is so funny. If y'all have not heard of her, you need to go look her up. She's funny as hell. So I'm trying to figure out what type of songs to do. Honestly, they have to be like love songs. So probably do White Roses by Charlie XCX. Definitely. And let's see. I don't know if Eternity is an actual love song, but we'll figure that out. So yeah, I'm just gonna look up songs and do that. I think it'll be fun. I think it will be fun. So let's see. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. I'm not doing Ready for Love by Blackpink. I'll say absolutely not. That, whatchamacallit. I don't know. It feels very 2018. I was like, no, thank you. And I feel it's like a brand deal because they used it for, oh my God. I think it was maybe Call of Duty. I'm not 100% sure. I don't think they used it for Fortnite. Anyway, I'll figure it out. So, and then I'll have like my singles playlist and I'll do that one. And so, yeah. Yeah, so anyway, I don't know what to do in terms of actually recording stuff. Part of me really wants to watch Mom because I don't know how much longer it'll be on Hulu. And I kind of want to rewatch it without doing clips. Because I really enjoy the show, like, a lot. And then do Cougar Town. Also, the mini project is on Netflix now. I was so confused, so I want to see if it's still on Hulu, and it's still on Hulu. I was like, bet. So I don't know if, like, it only goes through, like, season three. I forgot how many seasons. Excuse me. It was on Fox. So I don't know if they had to come back over to Hulu to watch the whole series. That's another thing I should do clips on because that's a funny show too. I love that show. Especially Beverly. She cracks me the hell up. I love her. Then there's, whatchamacallit. There's other shows I need to do stuff for, but anyway. Anyway. So, I have like 4 seasons to watch of Mom. And I'm just like, okay, I can do that. I want to do that. But I don't want to keep putting stuff onto a hard drive. So, that's why I'm fast tracking. And see, that's the thing. If I fast track freaking State of Georgia, I need to fast track Young and Hungry. So I feel like that's more of the priority. Then it's Mom. And da 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 da. Actually, you know what? Let me go on Amazon super duper quick and go look it up. Season 8 DVD. Someone did it for me. Thank you. Oh, so it is on DVD. Okay, so I've always thought it was worse to do like the whole damn series. Even though I'm already sure, I already know I have like the entire, anyway. I'm surprised they didn't do like a series bundle thing yet. If I'm completely honest. Huh. Interesting. Very interesting. Anyway, whatever, it's fine. Anyway, Mom, the TV series is such a good series. I love the series to death. I highly, highly, highly recommend that show. I don't know how friendly it will be on TikTok, but, you know, we can try it out. And if anything, I'll just switch over to Cougar Town, which I also need to get going on that as well. So, there you go, for the most part. So, I'm going to try to talk for 7 more minutes, and then I'm going to go, and then I'll start actually recording. I feel like I've done nothing today, even though I did. I feel like I'm about to sneeze. Bless me. Oh my goodness. That kind of hurt my feelings. Whew. Oh my gosh. Like, I told myself today, I was like, okay, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to eat. I finish off the pizza bites. You know, I shouldn't have them in the first place because that's pepperoni in it, which can cause gout, which can anger my foot. But I did. I do it. Absolutely, I did. Because, like, I heard from my doctor, I know I talked about this in past podcasts, but my cholesterol is very shitty right now. So I'm getting rid of all the unhealthy things in the house by eating them because my mom's not supposed to have it either because she has heart issues. So, yeah. She don't need to be eating all that. So, I am not pigging out, but it's not great. So, yeah. I'm just trying to eat everything that's in the house and then try to eat somewhat better. So, I'm trying to knock everything out by the 5th, I think. I finished off the pizza rolls. I mean, pizza bites, whatever you want to call it. Then I'm wrapping up the taquitos right now. Then I have a Alfredo. That's several Alfredos, honestly. But I think the milk's gone bad. I was going to make cookies today, but I don't think that's going to happen because I can't be up long. And I make good-ass cookies, too. So, well, whatever. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. What else? I also feel like I'm getting like phantom messages on my phone. Every time I look at it, it's like, am I getting a new message or what? So it's weird. Also, speaking of that, a little bit off topic. My crypto's going up and it's like at $516. It did go to 516. I think it's at 511 now. I'm actually going to check again because I get a little like, it's my money. And I am currently not doing anything because I can't do anything because of my foot. And we're not happy about it. Oh, damn. It sank to 508. Okay. Whatever. Just whatever. It was at 515. So, it's fine, I guess. So, also part of me felt like, oh, I can just go live on TikTok today. I swear. I need to break. Oh, I did meditate yesterday. I did do that. Maybe I'll do that today as well. That's what I was going to do. I was going to meditate after I got done with this podcast, which I'm planning to end at 3. And sorry, someone's going live on Instagram, like I really care. So I'm going to meditate for like 10 minutes and then start recording. That's what I usually meditate for. And I might do that either or going to meditate sometime today. So, because it says I'm going to meditate every week, and then I didn't do it for like 5 weeks. This is the fifth week. I think I done it twice. So I need to do it like three more times. And just meditate. So like I'll light a candle and then I'll let that. Then I have this like happy quartz thing rock. It's really tiny. I put it on top of my head and helps me relax. I sound weird AF, but you know what? I did it for only 10 minutes and it's fine. Okay? Okay. So, there you go. And also, I still have a lot of mica powder, so I might buy some binder and use that. Oh, I remember also what else I want to talk about today. I have not spent any money on clothes for almost a month. The 5th will be a month, and I am so happy about that, because usually I'll be buying some clothes, man. But I'm not. I haven't. So I did my expenses for the month. I am like about $1,350 in the hole. Most of that was car insurance, though. So if I didn't have that, I would have been ahead by like $200. And I'm already $85 in the hole for this month. Because I already did my calculations for the month, which I know stuff will definitely be coming out for this month. So I went ahead and put that at the top of my expenses thing. And so there's that. So also, I was planning to get on glasses in this month. I really do need to get new glasses. So I might try to do that this month as well. Once I'm better, can actually drive, that'll be great thing to do. So there's that. So okay. So I think I'm going to go. I hope y'all have a great day, evening, or night whenever you're listening to this. And I will catch you in the next podcast, whenever that is. I usually try to post once a week. So anyway, I'll see y'all later. Bye.